Proclamation number 5880 of 18th of February, 1954. God's love follows the unbelievers. My love always finds a way to you, even if you think you can escape from me, if you think you can hide from me. When you believe you can walk without me on this earth, I suddenly stand before you, often unrecognized by you. Then I will seemingly walk the same path with you, yet imperceptibly I will push you away from it, and if you pay more attention to me than to the path you are taking, you will already be on the right path, and you will then also consciously follow it if you look around you with a clear gaze. These words are addressed to people who still lack all faith in me, who have, as it were, dismissed me in order to be able to live freely and unhindered without the awareness of responsibility towards a higher power. But suddenly they are confronted with an adversity, and this adversity causes them to mentally occupy themselves with questions. Thus it is I myself who prompts him through this adversity, and I present all these questions to him which he now seeks to answer. And his train of thought can now change, he can imperceptibly be pushed onto another spiritual path, still unaware that he is about to abandon the old path. And once he has become aware of this, he gladly continues on the path he has taken. He gains another image, his spiritual eye sees it and gives it back to him brightly. He wins faith in me, and I have won him through my love, which followed him unceasingly even on dark paths. As long as the human being dwells on earth, I will not give him up, and for that long he cannot withdraw from my care either. He can only turn away stubbornly and thus reject my love with which I would like to win him over. And then I can only call the human being away from earthly life if he is in danger of sinking and, in addition to his unbelief, takes the path downwards. I.e., gives up his reasonably good way of life and allows himself to be persuaded by my adversary into bad actions. And this is why many people leave earthly life prematurely. Because I have known from eternity until which point in time a change of his attitude towards good is still possible. And because I don't want to endanger the degree of maturity reached which a righteous and clean way of life has earned the person, even though he traveled the earthly path completely without faith. As long as there is still the possibility to convert him from his unbelief, he does not walk a path without me. Only he does not recognize me until I obviously confront him in the aforementioned form. And he only recognizes me when he wants to. If he listens to the questions I mentally ask him and deals with them, otherwise my attempts to win him over, to steer him onto the right path. The path of faith. Are in vain. But without faith his earthly path is an idle run, without faith all entrances into the kingdom of light are closed to him after his death. The path to beatitude only leads through Jesus Christ. And every human being must gain faith in him as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world if he wants to become blessed. Amen.